The holidays are coming. Maybe you're going to go to a lot of parties or events, eating salty snacks. If you drink, maybe you're going to have an extra one or two or three. Are you looking forward to it all? Well, let's just throw a bucket of cold water on that because we want to spend some time talking about holiday heart syndrome. The American Heart Association says that more people die from heart attacks during the last week of December than at any other time of the year. Alcohol is a factor. Dr. Mitchell Elkind is Chief Clinical Science Officer for the American Heart Association. So, doctor, confirm for us, holiday heart syndrome, this is a real thing. This isn't just a slogan.
Oh, yeah, no, that's right. It is a real thing, Robin. And, you know, every year in the winter months, we see about a 10% or so increase in the number of fatal cardiovascular events that occur. So things like heart attacks and even what we call cardiac arrest when the heart stops beating altogether. But then superimposed on those increases during the winter months is right at Christmas and right at New Year's, there's a further about 5% increase in the number of these fatal cardiovascular events.
Yeah.
So it's a real phenomenon.
Right. And why do you think it is? Is it, I mentioned the drinking, explain that, but why else would this be?
Yeah, so there's probably a number of factors that contribute to this, but what we think is the main factor, and research has supported this, is it's that people tend to get less medical attention during the holidays. Mm-hmm. In particular, people are less likely to call 911 or activate emergency medical services during the holidays, perhaps because they're traveling and they're someplace unfamiliar, or maybe because family members, older family members, may be at home while the rest of the family is out, you know, traveling or away. And so people don't get to the hospital as quickly when they're having a significant event. And that's why we think it's so important to remind people of what the symptoms are for heart disease, like a heart attack, and also to have people make sure they know how to do hands-only CPR if they should encounter somebody, like someone in their family who might be having a cardiac arrest,
right.
You know, someone who collapses. And people can easily learn how to do hands-only CPR at our website, heart.org. There's a 2-minute video. If you watch it, you may end up saving someone's life.
Right. We're reading that holiday heart is really just another phrase for alcohol-induced atrial fibrillation, or AFib. So talk about what another symptom might be that people may not be paying as much attention to, which is this AFib, that, what is that, like a, your heart just goes kind of, you can feel it.
Yeah, so atrial fibrillation is when the small chamber of the heart, the atrium, beats irregularly. And so people can feel that in their chest as what we would call palpitations. It's a feeling that the heart is beating too quickly or irregularly, and that's disturbing. It feels unpleasant in the chest. And that is something that can come on with excessive alcohol consumption any time of year, of course, but during the holidays, people may be drinking more, as you said, going to parties and so forth. And so that may trigger a bout of atrial fibrillation. So that's one aspect of the kind of holiday heart syndrome, but it can encompass other kinds of cardiovascular events like heart attacks and
right.
a full cardiac arrest as well.
Right. But when, you know, staying with the AFib, we're understanding that this phrase, holiday heart, we understand came about a few decades ago because doctors started noticing perfectly healthy people, you know, streaming into emergency rooms with irregular heartbeats. But more recently, we're understanding that a lot of people are streaming in because they've got those smartwatches that are telling them that their heart beats off. Are you seeing that?
We do see that. And it's true that the smartwatches can detect atrial fibrillation. At least they can detect something that on further evaluation may turn out to be atrial fibrillation. And it's real important for people to know that should always be followed up with a full electrocardiogram and evaluation by a cardiologist to be sure that the device is capturing correctly and that it's not something else.
So to be clear, is there ever a time where if you've got that fluttering heart, you should just sit and be quiet and it'll pass and you're fine? Or should you always go in?
If you're having palpitations and you've never had them before, it's a good idea to get that checked out right away because it could be atrial fibrillation or a different kind of rhythm disturbance. There are many different rhythm abnormalities of the heart. And in fact, what we do know is that that feeling in the chest that people have, about a third of the time, it's atrial fibrillation, a third of the time, a different kind of rhythm disturbance. A third of the time, people are in absolutely normal rhythm, what we call normal sinus rhythm, which is not a problem. And so you can't really tell just by the symptoms that you're having by, you know, what turns up on a smartwatch, the nature of the rhythm. So yeah, you should get it checked out because it may turn out to be nothing, but it could turn out to be something as serious as atrial fibrillation, which can lead to further complications, including a stroke.
Right. Well, and tie it to alcohol. I mean, we're reading that some studies show that just a single drink a day raises the risk of AFib by 16%. This is in the New York Times piece on, you know, holiday heart. And if people are increasing, you know, by maybe one or two going to a party a night, that really ups it there. I mean, is it just more of a danger for people who have other health problems? Can perfectly healthy people drink more on the holidays and run into trouble?
Well, certainly the risk is greater for people who already have some underlying heart problem. But on average, yeah, there would be an increase in risk kind of across the board. Some people have heart disease and don't know about it. You know, I think the risk is there, but it's quite low for most people, especially for healthy people. But there's some risk for everyone. But those who are vulnerable need to be particularly cautious. Yeah.
So we understand, you know, maybe lessen your stress around the holidays if you can. If you're not feeling great about something, don't do it. You know, if it's stressful, make sure you don't give up your fitness protocol in the holidays because that helps. And if you are having some drinks, does hydrating, you know, drinking water, does that really help?
That may help some. If you're going to go to an event at night and have a drink or two, then, you know, be cautious during the rest of the day. Similarly with the food that you eat, you know, we all want to indulge a little bit in the holidays, and that's understandable. But if you're going to go to a party and indulge at night, then you may want to take it a little bit easier during the day, not eat as much, and certainly not have any alcohol earlier in the day.
And Dr. Mitchell Elkind, again, of the American Heart Association, while we have you, we came across a Poynter Institute fact check about atrial fibrillation, AFib, and COVID. And it rates as false claims going around that holiday heart syndrome is a cover for COVID vaccine-related deaths. That is not true. Are you finding that at the American Heart Association you're having to debunk a lot of this COVID misinformation?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there is evidence that COVID can lead to cardiovascular problems. And so we know that vaccination can reduce COVID and reduce those cardiovascular complications. So sometimes we do see atrial fibrillation in people with COVID. It's from the COVID, it's not from the vaccine. The virus can cause blood clotting abnormalities and inflammation that may trigger things like atrial fibrillation and other cardiovascular events. We also see it causing stroke in some patients.
Yeah.
Thankfully, the rate of that occurring is quite low. It's on the order of 1% to 2% of people with COVID who will experience these problems. So it's very low. It's higher with it than without it, but it's still quite low.
Dr. Mitchell Elkind, Chief Clinical Science Officer for the American Heart Association. As I said at the beginning, this is like a big bucket of cold water, you know, maybe on the holidays, but maybe not. You know, it's like be prepared and, you know, handle it better. Dr. Elkind, thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me and for having the Heart Association.